going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Alex Warren, Ordinary, the Q Morning Show, Bill and Alyssa. Yeah, so last night's baseball game rained out. Tonight's game has already been postponed.
Already? Wow.
Yeah, the fields are just a mess.
Oh, I'm sure they're just like a swamp at this point.
Yeah, I feel bad for coaches trying to reschedule these games. I guess if you're playing high school baseball, I don't know how you've played baseball this spring because school is going to end. And I'm sure that they've had a ton of rainouts.
Oh, yeah. I didn't even think about that.
And they're trying to get playoffs and everything else. They have to get their season in before the end of this month, essentially. You know, travel baseball, rec baseball, that can go until
summer. A little longer. But when it's high school and you've got kids graduating, they got to get out of there.
On the flip side, you know, it's just an opportunity, you know, at least for me, to slow down a little bit. Okay, like we had last night off, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Will and I watched some Lost. His body can rest a little.
Nice. Okay, so you're back on Lost?
Yeah.
And we're still on season one?
Yeah, we're still on season one.
Okay.
It's so fun. He's like jumping off the couch, you know, another cliffhanger. And I'm like, yeah, everything.
Oh, man. Yeah, you're in for it for like many seasons. Every single episode, cliffhanger, cliffhanger, cliffhanger. We watched some TV last night, too. It was the Survivor season finale.
Oh, yeah, because it's May, so a lot of series are wrapping up, and then summer series will be starting up. Like, next month, The Bear comes out on Hulu again. I think Wednesday is coming out on Netflix soon.
Oh, I think you're right. Yeah, I need to catch up on The Bear. I watched, like, the first season, and that's it, and I know it's great. I know people love it. I just have not taken the time to actually dive in. But that's on my list.
I think you should. This most recent season wasn't my favorite, but overall, one of my favorite shows of all time. So as we get towards the end of the school year here, Good Vibes has turned into brag about your grad. So it is the person in your life that is graduating from whatever, preschool, fifth grade, going into middle school.
Yeah.
High school, college, whatever it might be. 216-474-0104, another opportunity to brag about your grad is coming up.
We're just getting started. Bill and Alyssa with Confessions, Conversations in Cleveland, next on the Q Morning Show. Cleveland's Q104. Big or small, we want it all. It's Good Vibes at 6:55 on Q104.
Heather in Mayfield, good morning.
Good morning.
Do you want to brag about your grad?
I do. So I'm actually calling in to brag about my husband, Josh, who graduated this past Saturday from Case's Weatherhead School of Business.
Oh, that's so awesome. With his MBA, you said?
Yes. Yeah, it's his MBA. So it was 4 years because he was working full time while he was taking evening classes. And it was a lot and it was hard, but he did it. And I'm so absolutely proud of him.
So that's his master's degree. He now has his master's, right?
Correct, yes.
And is this the end of his schooling journey, or is he going to keep going?
That's a funny story because we will see. So,
what else does he want? What's he going for?
So he's thinking about going back for his DBA, which would be his doctorate in business administration, because through all of this, he also is starting to teach in the fall. He's going to be an adjunct professor at Case in their business school. So, yeah, we'll see. He said this probably isn't going to be the end of it for him.
So. Oh, boy. Okay, so more schooling in the future. But is he going to make you call him doctor if that's what he ends up doing is the question.
Well, see, here's the catch about that is I also happen to be working on my doctorate in education right now, and I'm set to finish before he will. So if he's going to, I might just have to say, well, then, hey, you know, the title works both ways.
Girl, yes, you're going to be a doctor too.
Yep.
Heather, I'm sorry. Can you repeat that? What are you trying to get your doctorate in?
So I'm a teacher, and so I'm working on getting my PhD in education.
Okay.
Specifically looking at, like, curriculum design and how students learn.
I have to be honest, the two of you are very impressive.
Thank you, yeah.
Very impressive couple.
We're a little intimidated here.
Some people just say crazy, and that works too because, you know, we are. But we love it.
Oh, no, I don't think you're crazy. I'm just impressed.
Really?
Oh, well, thank you so much.
I mean, let's brag thank about the much. Both of you, Heather and Josh. Oh, my gosh, they're both going potentially for their doctorates.
Yes.
Heather, thank you so much for listening to our show. Don't you feel dumber listening to our show, though, sometimes?
Yeah, I'm so sorry for putting you through this.
No. Oh, my gosh, no. Like, this is, I listen to you guys most mornings when I drive into work, and it helps me get in the right headspace that I need to get in to be smiling and bubbly and in my classroom with my students. So I appreciate you guys, and I think you guys are incredible, too.
Well, thank you.
You don't come to us for knowledge. You come to us for...
For giggles.
Escapism.
For the giggles.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. And you know what? That's fine. I'll take it.
Heather, we're very proud of you and Josh.
Thank you so much.
Good luck to the both of you, and thanks for calling in this morning.
Thank you. You guys have a great day.
216-474-0104. Brag about your grad this week. We'll do it next week, too.
Why not?
216-474-0104. You're on Q104. Bill and Alyssa, the Q Morning Show. Good morning. So yesterday, my wife texted me. She has the Ring camera, right? So she knows everything that happens.
Oh, yeah. She sees it all.
And she said, someone just rang our doorbell. And I said, okay, but I'm not at home, so that's why I didn't answer the door.
Was she home?
She was not home.
Okay.
So when I did get home yesterday from work, I purposely go check the front door since someone had rung the doorbell. And yes, there is an official notice tacked up to my door.
From who?
An official piece of paper, a business card, and some other paperwork. And it's all right there on my front door. And I open it up, and it is a violation from the city.
What'd you do?
Apparently, I am in violation of ordinance number blah, blah, blah. I have an illegal boat in my backyard.
Hold on. A lot of questions here. You have a boat?
I do not have a boat.
Okay, then how did you get a notice for having an illegal boat in your backyard? I was going to say, if you've had a boat this whole time and I've not found out about it, you're telling me I've been sitting across from someone with a boat? My summers could be filled with boats, but no, never mind. You don't have one. So
I even went to my backyard to check to see if I did have a boat in my backyard.
Like, did somebody leave one here?
Do I have a boat? Am I a boat guy now? Am I a boat owner?
Did I forget I bought this? Wait, so okay. So you don't have a boat, so why'd you get a violation for having an illegal boat in your backyard?
My neighbor has a boat in his backyard. I don't know how you screw this up, though. I mean, it's clearly in his backyard, not my backyard, but they have my name and my address.
Oh, okay. So I was going to say that it would make sense, I guess, sort of, if they were just confused and sticking something on the door. Still not really, because you can use your eyes and see that the boat's not in your backyard. But yeah, how'd they get your name?
I don't know. Isn't my name attached to property?
I mean, yes, but I'm saying, like, how did they think
paperwork?
That you're the one that had the boat? Like,
I have no idea. So here's what I did. And Because I was nervous about it. Like, I was like, Paula's gonna be mad at me if I don't call the city and say, hey, you've got the wrong guy. You've got the wrong guy!
Oh, you were like, I've got to take care of this. After the water meter thing and you getting ripped yesterday for not knowing where your water meter was and what was that? Weaponized incompetence.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you got to take care of that.
Here's what I ended up doing. I took the notice next door to my neighbors and I just shoved it in his mailbox. And he probably knows I was there because his Ring camera probably picked me up being on his front porch. And then I told Paula about it and she's like, no, you did. That's exactly what I wanted you to do. I said, you didn't want me to call the city? And she's like, no, it's their screw up. Let them figure it out. And I said, you know what I'm worried about? I'm worried that my next door neighbor is going to think that I'm the one that reported him.
Oh.
Like I'm the one that turned him in.
Oh.
Like I don't care that he has a boat in his backyard.
Right? Like if anything, be like, hey man, I don't care at all as long as you let me come on the boat at some point this summer.
I don't even really want to go on his boat. Like I don't really care about that stuff. I mean, he could have a cruise ship in his backyard. I really don't care. Like I don't get worked up over stuff like that.
Wait, yeah. So now the question is, who's the narc?
I know.
Who's the narc? Who done it?
I hope he doesn't think it's me. I hope that I see him so I can say, hey, I sent that paperwork over, put it in your mailbox.
Yeah, like I was just putting it over there because they delivered it to the wrong guy. It wasn't me. I didn't say anything.
I don't know. He's got like a week to fix that. And then hopefully I'm not on the hook for this because, it's my name and my address.
Well, I guess you'll find out if you get another letter at your door.
But I think that I can prove in a court of law that I am not a boat owner.
Yeah, I wish you were.
I think that would be a pretty fast trial.
I wish you were.
I would not be good with a boat. I would... Too much maintenance required there. I would not be a good boat owner.
I only want you to have a boat for selfish reasons for myself. Because, yeah, I don't want to own a boat. But I would like to go on a boat sometimes.
Let's hash it out this morning. Steph and Kylie, they are friends. They are besties. And they are in a fight. Hash it out on the way next. The Q Morning Show.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere. Applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You're on Q104, the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa, we are ready to hash it out this morning. I believe we have friends here. Are they besties, Alyssa? Or just...
I think so. They seem pretty tight.
Steph and Kylie. Steph is going to go first. She's going to explain what happened between the two besties. And then Kylie is here as well. She will give her side of the story. She will have the rebuttal once Steph is finishing explaining what is going on. So, Steph, good morning.
Right. Good morning.
What's going on between you and Kylie?
Yeah. Okay. So last weekend, Friday night, Kylie and one of our other friends, Shelby, went to see the new Final Destination movie. But I only found out that they went to go see it the next morning when I saw it on their Instagram stories that they went and saw it together.
Okay. Is that it? Where's the conflict? What's the issue?
I mean, they didn't invite me. And like, we're all best friends though. Like we have a group chat, like just the three of us. And like, we always hang out together. So I'm kind of just like confused, like as to why they purposely cut me out of the plans to see the movie. Like,
well, yeah, that's a little rough.
This is perfect because Kylie is here. Kylie, good morning.
Good morning.
Kylie, why would you post that picture on Instagram for Steph to see the following morning when she woke up that you went to the movies without her?
Oh, my God, the drama queen. Okay, the only reason we didn't invite Steph is because she always shoots us down when we ask her to hang out on Friday nights. And I'm not even saying that in a mean way. She just, like, works at 8 a.m. on Saturdays. And we're best friends, so we know your schedule, girl.
Oh.
I know, but, like, you didn't even ask if I wanted to go. Well, but would you have said yes if we had asked?
I mean, like, no, but, like, not if you guys went to, like, a late showing.
I didn't get off work until after 9, so we ended up going to the show at, like, 10:15, which is why we didn't ask you to come with us, because we knew that you couldn't go, girl.
Okay, but, like, I still want to be invited, you know? Like, even if I can't go, I still want the invitation.
Steph, do you want us to invite you to things, knowing damn well that you're going to say no?
Kind of.
Oh,
I do. I want to be included no matter what.
Alyssa, where do you...
We want you there.
Oh,
we want you there. What are you talking about? Of course we want you there.
All right, Steph and Kylie, hang on. Both of you hang on for a second, just for a second. Alyssa, where do you stand on this?
Oh, this is a tale as old as time. I see both sides of it.
This is not even debatable for me.
No, this isn't?
No.
Oh, I definitely see both sides of it.
Steph should have gotten an invitation to go to the movie.
What? So, okay.
Thank you.
So you're saying, like, for sure, even though they knew that Steph couldn't go.
Yes.
They knew that she was going to shoot them down.
Yes.
That they should have still invited her to go anyways.
Absolutely. That is friendship.
I don't know about all that.
Yes. Thank you.
How hard is it to send a quick text? Hey, me and Shelby are going to the movies on Friday night. We're going to go see Final Destination. Do you want to go? Even if you know the answer is going to be no, you need to send that text.
Mm-hmm.
What if they just, like, didn't want to tempt her with this because they know that she has to work early on Saturday mornings?
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard of. What is she, some sort of an addict?
No.
That you can't tempt her with an invitation to the movies? Make Steph feel good by making her feel like she's loved by her friends and let her stay home if she wants to stay home. The option is hers.
Thank you.
Isn't it kind of cute, though, that they know her schedule so well, though, that they know?
Yeah, how is that not friendly? We already knew what was going on in her life.
Yeah, like, they're so close to her. They are such good friends that they literally know her work schedule.
No, it's not good friends because you're making decisions for Steph. And Steph needs to make her own decisions. That's bestie etiquette.
One more time, though, Steph. If they had asked you to go, what was your answer going to be again?
I mean, I couldn't go.
That's the thing.
I wouldn't have been able to, but, like, I want to be asked, you know? Like, I want to be asked.
Yeah, irrelevant if she could go or could not go. She still needed an invitation.
Okay, well, you have your side picked. I'm still not sure.
216-474-0104. Let's hash it out next on the Q Morning Show. It's Q104. Final Destination is the number one movie at the box office right now. Kylie and her friend went to go see it this past Friday. they posted it about it on their Instagram stories, and then their friend Steph saw it the next morning. It's like, hey, how come Kylie and Shelby went to go watch this movie? They didn't invite me.
She had no idea until the next morning when she saw their Instagram stories, and she was like, what the heck?
And Kylie said, well, you have to work on Saturday morning. You don't usually go out on Friday, so that's why we didn't invite you. Steph said, I would prefer to be invited to things like this, even if I'm going to say no. Let's go to Debbie in Medina. Debbie, good morning.
Good morning.
What do you think about Hash It Out?
Well, I think, unfortunately, Steph is the one in the wrong.
Oh, you do?
You know, that she could be a friend, too, and realize Steph is the one who said they should ask her, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, for her, she needs to be a friend, too. It works both ways. I mean, they know, really, they're kind of respecting her. You know, they know that she has to work. I don't know about most people, but I hate being asked and having to say no.
See, I kind of feel that way, too.
That makes you feel just as bad, too.
Yeah, I hate being asked and having to say no and decline. So, like, from that stance, I'm like, yeah, if I was Steph, I'd be glad that they weren't asking me knowing that I can't go.
Right, but Steph is saying she wants to be asked. She's saying that.
She is saying
that. She's expressing that.
But
why won't you invite her, Alyssa?
I mean, I would invite her.
Why would you not invite Steph?
But I can understand why Kylie and their other friend did not.
Tara in Brecksville, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. Should Steph have gotten the invite?
100%.
See?
Absolutely. And I'll tell you why, because this has happened to me before. I used to work late nights, and I had friends that went to brunch, and I saw it all over their Snapchat, and I was like, why didn't you invite me? And they're like, well, we know that you work third shift. You wouldn't have made it in time. And I was like, that's great, but it still is nice to be included. It's the thought that counts. Aww. It doesn't matter if you know that I can't make it. If you're a friend and you love that friend, you include them no matter what, even if you're going to go see a horror movie and they hate horror movies, because you would expect that other friend to treat you the same way. It just, friendship goes both ways, like you said, but it's the thought that counts. Feeling loved, feeling needed, feeling wanted and included, and not making that decision for that other person.
See, it's not like you're going out of your way just to send a quick text.
Yeah, I guess I just hate telling people no. I hate having to bail on things.
How about three calls says it all? So this third call will decide. Carol in Mayfield Heights,
Hi.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Should Steph have been invited to the movie?
Yeah.
Okay.
So
All right.
I think she should have been, because like the other caller said, it's a thought that counts. She just wants to be thought of.
That's it.
I mean, and I mean, if she, and who knows, maybe they would have been surprised and she would have had some energy and decided to go, but they'll never know because they never asked.
Yeah, don't assume.
Someone texted in because I had mentioned, I said, it's just being a good friend, just asking, even if you anticipate the answer to be no.
Mm-hmm.
Someone texted in, that's not friendship, Bill. That's feeding into insecurities. And I probably relate to that because, yes, I'm insecure when it comes to stuff like this. Like when Alyssa was invited to be on the party planning committee here at work, they invited Alyssa. They didn't invite me.
And he didn't even want to be part of it.
I have absolutely no desire to be a part of the party planning committee.
He just wanted to be invited.
But it would have been nice to have been thought of, yes.
Okay, well, I'm glad that they came on, Kylie and Steph. I'm glad that they were here because I feel like I can hear that, you know, they're going to get through this. They're going to be fine. But hopefully, maybe in the future, Kylie will remember to just shoot Steph a text, even if she thinks she's going to be sleeping, even if she can't come.
Yeah, I bet they won't do it again.
Yeah, Steph, I think you win this one. Note to self, it's the thought that counts. Invite your friends, even when they can't come.
Anything further, you can always shoot us a text, 216-474-0104. Texts are always open. The Q Morning Show. So we have Alyssa's College of Knowledge on the way. Great Lakes Science Center tickets that you can use sometime this summer with the kids. We're going to play in less than 10 minutes. The Q Morning Show.
Stick around. More confessions, conversations, and Cleveland coming up next with Bill and Alyssa. It's the Q Morning Show on Q104.
From the 1-800-HURT-NOW Traffic Center.
Grab your notebooks and sharpen those pencils.
It's time for Alyssa's College of Knowledge.
Class is in session on Q104.
Erin from Brunswick is here. She is motivated to take down Alyssa today. Good morning, Erin.
Good morning.
Have you been reciting positive words of motivation?
Yeah, positive vibes every morning, and I'm beating her every day from my car, which I know is a lot easier than being on the phone, but we'll see how I do today.
Let's see how you do. I have your five questions. And again, the rules, if you get more questions right than Alyssa, you win. If she gets more right than you, she wins. If it is a tie, then Alyssa still wins because all ties go to Alyssa. So here comes question number one.
Okay.
A geologist is a scientist who studies what?
Like the earth, the soil, rocks.
Question two. The name of the NBC Emmy-winning TV show that featured the characters Liz Lemon, Jack Donaghy, and Tracy Jordan.
That was 30 Rock.
Question three. Conan O'Brien was just offered to voice the role of Smarty Pants in the fifth installment of this movie franchise.
Fifth installment. Oh my gosh. I have no idea. I don't even know what that character is.
I believe it's a new character.
Oh. Well, that doesn't help.
No, it doesn't help.
Care Bears movie. I don't know.
Question four. What is the most commonly used letter in the alphabet?
S.
Final question. The characters Ian and Tula met at Dancing Zorba's in this rom-com.
None of those words made any sense to me. Rom-com. What are the names of the characters again?
Ian and Tula.
Oh my gosh. I have not even a guess. I have know so many rom-coms, but not even one guess with those people.
Aaron, I think we had some tough questions today. That is possible.
Yeah.
Let's get Alyssa back into the studio.
Alyssa, will you please return to the studio?
Yeah, that last question, like I haven't even seen this movie before.
Yeah, I'm like kind of a rom-com person, and none of that sounded familiar at all.
Alyssa, meet Aaron in Brunswick.
Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning, Alyssa. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing good. I'm with my daughter here driving to school.
Oh, who do you have with you?
This is Caitlin.
Oh, good morning, Caitlin.
Good morning.
That sounds like somebody's still waking up.
Yeah, I put her on the spot there.
She sounded very reluctant to come to the phone.
Yeah, she is on the spot there, but it's okay.
She helping you out at least today?
No, she was listening, trying to, but I don't think she knew any of those either. So
Aaron psyched herself up to take you down today, Alyssa, but unfortunately, Aaron only got two correct out of five.
Okay, well, we'll see what happens. Maybe these questions are really hard.
They might be. Let's find out. Question one, a geologist is a scientist who studies what?
Racks.
Rocks is correct. Question two, the name of the NBC Emmy-winning TV show that featured the characters Liz Lemon, Jack Donaghy, and Tracy Jordan.
Parks and Rec?
No, sorry, it's 30 Rock.
Oh!
Yay.
That was my other guess.
I wasn't even 100%. I'm like, Liz Lemon, okay, that's the one I recognize the most, so.
I always get the two confused. Tina Fey, Amy Poehler, they just get swapped in my mind.
Yes.
Okay, so Aaron really wanted you to miss that one. That could help her as we go along. Question three. Conan O'Brien was just offered to voice the role of Smarty Pants in the fifth installment of this movie franchise.
What?
You did not read this in the entertainment news?
No, I didn't see this today. The Smurfs movie. I don't know.
Toy Story.
Oh!
Oh, my God. I was sitting here like, what has four movies? What has four movies? And I couldn't even come up with Toy Story. Ugh.
The last one came out like years ago. I thought they were done.
I know.
Aaron, you still have a really good shot at winning this game.
You do.
I mean, it's not in the trash yet. I'm like still hopeful.
Alyssa still needs one more question right just to tie. Question four. What is the most commonly used letter in the alphabet?
E.
Oh my God!
Really? Wow!
That's correct.
That's surprising. I surprised myself. It's E?
Yeah. So let's find out if you win this game today. The characters Ian and Tula met at Dancing Zorba's in this rom-com.
I feel like you're speaking a different language.
That's what I said!
I have no idea. I have no guess.
Okay, I've never seen this movie either. However, I think this was a pretty popular movie.
What movie?
Who are the main characters, Ian and Tula? Am I saying their names wrong?
Ian and Tula? I don't know.
Is it Ian and Tola?
I still don't know.
Yeah, still no idea.
My Big Fat Greek Wedding?
Oh. I never saw that.
Yeah, I didn't either.
Oh, okay.
Well, look at all of us, never having seen a very iconic movie.
Well, I tied you, so I feel better. Last time I lost outright, so I'm making progress.
I'm happy with the tie today. Those questions were tough.
Yes.
All right. Aaron, thank you so much. It's great having you on the show, and we do have those passes to the Great Lakes Science Center for you.
Hey, I'm so excited. Thank you so much. My name is Aaron, and I just flunked out of Alyssa's College of Knowledge on
Going Up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Q104.
It's Q104. Good morning, Bill and Alyssa, the Q Morning Show. Yeah, when I was growing up, like movie soundtracks, you'd have to get it on a cassette tape.
Oh, yeah.
Or a CD.
And it was like a whole thing. There are certain movie soundtracks that I like more than the movies, if I'm being honest.
Oh, interesting. Well, hang on to that because they might be on this list. The top 10 movie soundtracks of all time. I'm going to try to get through these as fast as I can here. But I also want you to guess because I do have audio clues.
Ooh,
for you.
Okay.
So everybody can play along. See if you can recognize this one. This is the 10th most popular movie soundtrack of all time. You'll never get this.
Oh, it feels so cinematic.
I would never go out and buy this, but... All right, you'll never get it. Lord of the Rings.
Oh, I was going to say Shrek.
No, it's the Lord of the Rings trilogy.
Okay.
All right. Number 9. Most popular movie soundtrack. I don't think you'll get the. I don't think you're going to guess the movie. The only one who could ever reach
me was a silver preacher man. I mean, I know the song.
Yeah. I think everybody knows the song. It was also on the Pulp Fiction movie soundtrack, which had a bunch of just random songs, like rock songs and songs from back in the day. And I think everybody, I remember everybody in college in my dorm had that CD somewhere.
I'm going to get yelled at right now, but I've never seen Pulp Fiction. I know.
I'm not sure if you'd like it.
Really?
Mm-mm.
Oh, I feel like I would, just based on the movie poster and the lead actress in it. I really like her.
Uma Thurman?
Yes, Uma Thurman.
Number 7, most popular movie of a movie soundtrack of all time. And
I mean, I obviously know the song. Love you. What soundtrack is this in?
That was from The Bodyguard. Whitney Houston.
Okay.
I Will Always Love You. She had some other hit songs on that album as well.
What with The Bodyguard, what year did that come out?
92?
Yeah,
I want to say.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know.
I saw that movie one time.
I think I was confusing it with The Pacifier with Vin Diesel.
I had no interest in seeing that movie again. I don't know. I saw it in the theater. I just remember not liking it that much. All right, number 6. Or no, we're up to number 7. Number 7, most popular movie soundtrack of all time.
Star Wars.
Yes, Star Wars.
I've never seen it, but I know. I know.
It's just a bunch of music. It's just theme song music. You know, it's the Darth Vader theme, and it's the the theme we're in the cantina.
Hey, but, gets the people going. You trying to get people really rowdy on a Friday night? Throw on the Star Wars soundtrack.
Number 6 most popular movie soundtrack of all time.
Oh.
I feel the need
for speed.
Yeah.
Speed Racer.
Speed Racer.
I don't know. God.
Top Gun.
Top Gun.
It's a Tom Cruise movie.
There it is.
That was Kenny Loggins' Danger Zone from that movie soundtrack. Okay, number 5, most popular movie soundtrack of all time.
Raindrops on roses and whiskers on
what's this movie?
Bright copper kettles and
I just watched it
God.
A few months ago.
Mary Poppins.
No, come on. It's you're close. It's Julie Andrews.
Oh, it's the other one.
Yeah. The Hills Are Alive.
The Sound of Music.
With The Sound of Music.
Yes, there it is. Got it.
Number 4. Greatest movie soundtrack of all time. I have never heard, I've never seen this movie. I've never heard any of the songs. I am
brave, I am proof, I am is it Brave?
No.
It sounds like a Disney movie, right?
The Greatest Showman.
Oh, no, that's not, I don't think it's a Disney movie.
Hugh Jackman in that movie? I've never seen it.
I feel like I vaguely remember that being a thing. I've heard really good things about that movie, but I've never seen it.
Too much singing in that movie.
Oh, I love a good musical.
All right, I think you'll get the next 3. Number 3, most popular movie soundtrack of all time.
Titanic's
number 3. Number 2.
Saturday Night Fever?
Yes.
Yes.
The resurgence of the Bee Gees. A bunch of hit songs from the Bee Gees on that album. Number 1 most popular soundtrack of all time.
Oh,
come on.
Is that... It's The Lion King.
Yes.
Right?
It's The Lion King.
Yes.
Elton John. Can You Feel the Love Tonight? He also had Circle of Life on that album.
I'm kind of surprised Tarzan is nowhere on there. A lot of people love the Tarzan soundtrack with Phil Collins.
Okay, so I don't recall that movie soundtrack at all. I was thinking what was missing was the Barbie movie soundtrack from last summer. Or was that 2 summers ago now? I don't even remember.
Oh my gosh, that was 2 now.
But it had Dua Lipa.
Yeah.
And Billie Eilish, What Was I Made For? I mean, this is top 10 of all time, so
maybe it just hasn't gotten there yet.
Yeah. I also was disappointed not to hear this movie soundtrack on the list.
Everybody get up, it's time to slam now. We got a real jam going down. Welcome to the Space Jam. Here's your chance, do your dance at the Space Jam.
To me, greatest movie soundtrack of all time right there.
You know what? Yeah, this is number 1 in my heart. I gotta say.
Maybe R. Kelly ruined it.
Ooh, R. Kelly's on there?
Yeah.
Why'd you tell me that?
I Believe I Could Fly was the biggest hit song from that album.
Yeah, no, I didn't know that. I would have liked to have not known that.
All right. So if you go to our website right now, Q104.com, and click on the contest page, you'll see a link there to win a $50 gift card to 7 Brew Drive-Thru Coffee. And if you win that gift card, Alyssa and I might be stopping by where you work to bring you $200 worth of 7 Brew Drive-Thru Coffee. Be part of the Q Brew Crew. Q104.com.
Grab your notebooks and sharpen those pencils.
It's time for Alyssa's College of Knowledge.
Class is in session on Q104.
Heidi in Cleveland, good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for listening to us. We're going to play Alyssa's College of Knowledge. 5 questions. If you get more correct than Alyssa, you will win. If she gets more right than you, she wins. If it is a tie, Alyssa still wins because those are the rules. Here come your 5 questions, Heidi. Question number 1. Shook Me All Night Long is a classic rock hit from what band?
I don't even know. Oh my God, I can't even think of a band.
Do you have the song in your head?
No, not at all.
Shook Me All Night Long.
I don't even know.
All right, we'll move on to question 2. In 2003, Tyra Banks created and used to host this reality show.
The Tyra Banks Show?
Question 3. In 1873.
Oh my God.
A man named Levi Strauss received a patent to create what? Think about the question.
Yeah, I don't know. This is going terribly.
It's all right. You might rebound here with the final 2 questions. Question 4. The song Seasons of Love from the iconic Broadway play Rent is where we learned that how many minutes are in a year?
Give me 30 seconds. This is singing in my head.
I'll give you that time, Heidi.
525,600 minutes.
And question 5. It's the book that you may or may not have read in high school that begins, "It was the best of times, it was the worst of times."
Yeah, no.
Do you don't remember that book?
No.
All right, Heidi, we'll wrap it there and get Alyssa back in the studio.
Alyssa, will you please return to the studio?
Heidi, I'm not going to lie to you. There's no way to sugarcoat it. You didn't do great.
No, not at all.
Who knows what's going to happen? Alyssa may have just as much trouble as you and may even fare worse. It's possible. Heidi in Cleveland, Alyssa.
Good morning, Heidi.
Good morning, Alyssa.
Yeah, there's no way to say it. Heidi didn't do well.
Oh, how bad is it?
It's so bad that I just want to ask you the questions and I just want to get through it.
Okay.
And then we'll tally up the score at the end. How about that?
All right, that works.
Question number 1, Alyssa. Shook Me All Night Long is a classic rock hit from what band?
Twisted Sister?
Sorry, it's AC/DC.
Mm.
But you know the song I'm talking about, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah! Shook me all night long!
Okay, so you know the song. All right, let's go on to question 2. In 2003, Tyra Banks created and used to host this reality show.
America's Next Top Model.
You got that one.
Absolutely insane show. If you're looking for a show to go back and rewatch and have your jaw on the floor, America's Next Top Model. That's the one.
Question 3. In 1873, a man named Levi Strauss received a patent to create what?
Jeans?
Jeans is correct. Question number 4. The song Seasons of Love from the iconic Broadway play Rent.
Oh, yes, I know it well.
And that's, I'm assuming you're going to know this then. It's where we learned that how many minutes are in a year?
525,600 minutes. Burned in my brain.
Let's see if you remember this then. The book that you may or may not have read in high school that begins, "It was the best of times, it was the worst of times." Name that book.
Oh, I feel like I should know that, but it's just really, I'm blanking on it right now. I'll go with The Crucible.
No, I'm sorry. It's A Tale of Two Cities.
There it is.
Yeah, we didn't read that book.
I'm pretty sure I was supposed to, but I don't know that I did.
Alyssa almost went 5 for 5. She got 4 correct today. Unfortunately, Heidi only got 1.
Well, 1 is better than none, Heidi.
It's so funny because every time I listen to you guys do this, I usually get like 3 or 4 right. But this was not my day.
Don't let that scare you from calling back and playing again, Heidi. And we have a fantastic prize for you. It's tickets to the Great Lakes Science Center.
That is so exciting. My kids are going to love it. My name is Heidi, and I just flunked out of Alyssa's College of Knowledge on Q104.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere. Applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.